This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth. Truth. Yeah, yeah.
That's a fact, Jack. Hey, folks, John Putter here, broadcasting live, Grand Sierra Resort. Big RV event. Talking to Austin here. Austin, again, where are you working with?
Yeah, so I'm with Forest River Manufacturing.
Forest
River, yep.
Forest River.
Yep, Forest River. Started in 1996 and then bought out, Warren Buffett bought us in, I think, 06, 05.
Okay. So like all the manufacturers are talking up their brands, which is kind of cool. It's like we got a little competition going at this big RV event at a Grand Sierra Resort. Tell me all about Western River and why it is supreme among all others. What is great about your brand here?
You know what's great is we offer a ton of features and benefits to the consumer.
What features?
So I offer both a fifth wheel and a travel trailer. You know, in your fifth wheel, you're looking at auto leveling. You're looking at central vac systems. You're looking at 6'4" interior slide out heights. You're looking at a ton of features that we offer at a affordable price point. So it's great to see, you know, we offer these consumers great products that they can take their families in and go adventuring without breaking the buck.
Is there any difference between your brand and some of the other and yours is kind of high end, isn't it?
We like to think ours is a high end, but we also offer
price wise it's
at affordable price. Yes.
I see. Okay. Yeah. So what unique things do you have with your brand, Western Rivers?
So when you're looking at the Arctic Wolf fifth wheels, you're looking at one thing that I like to take notice of is interior slide-out height, which I had mentioned before is most of the time in a mid-profile fifth wheel, you're looking at 6-foot interior slide-out height. They like to bring their roof down lower. We offer ours at 6'4", which is 4 inches taller than any other competitor that we have out here.
Really? Okay.
We do, when you're looking at your heating system that comes from your furnace, we don't put any of our heat vents in your floors. We put them right directly in your cabinetry, so you're not walking over heat vents, dust, popcorn,
dog hair. Interesting that you thought of that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't have to walk over the register or the heat from the coming in from the floor. Okay. Cool. You live the RV lifestyle yourself?
Yes, I do. Oh, yep. So, born and raised in Elkhart, Indiana. So RVs have been a part of my life since I was born.
Tell us about some great places to take an RV. Where have you been with yours?
Honestly, born and raised in Indiana and still live in Indiana. We honestly go to Michigan all the time. So there's a bunch of parks in Michigan along the lake and all that. So that's kind of what I grew up going to do, and that's kind of what I've been doing ever since then.
Isn't that interesting? You can spend so much time seeing one state, which has so many great things. I don't think I'd ever get out of touring and enjoying this country of ours, and I'll never get to see maybe 50% of it. You know,
right?
There's just so much out there to see, and the freedom with an RV is just a kind of a perk, really. We have over 16,000 public and private places to camp for RVers in America, and I think that's one of the reasons why RV ownership has increased over 60% in the past couple of decades. I mean, it is something.
Absolutely.
We have brands now that we never heard of before, including, you know, yours. How many different models do you have?
Yeah, so in our Arctic Wolf fifth wheels, we have 10 different floor plans you can choose from, mm-hmm. both couples and bunk floor plans for bigger families. And then in our Alpha Wolf floor plans, we also have 10
Alpha Wolf?
Alpha Wolf, yep.
Wow, that's cool.
Also, we have 10 of those floor plans. So anything you want from short to big, from couples to bunk floor plans, we offer it all at an affordable price rate.
Could you use one of your vehicles for full-time living?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. So we're built on my products, Arctic Wolf and Alpha Wolf, are all built on aluminum frame construction. They have black foam insulation, so 2-inch thick walls all the way around. They're built for extended season camping for sure.
And insulated for winter a little more than they used to be.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, heated and enclosed underbellies. So if you ever go to cold temperatures, you don't have to worry about your tanks freezing on the bottom, because we have a 2-inch heat duct that comes right from our furnace that goes right into your underbelly that pumps heat right directly to your tanks.
And you're big on the slide outs, huh?
Yes, we do. That is one of our bigger features that we compare our competitors to, is our 6'4" slide out heights on in our fifth wheels.
How many times have I heard the story about somebody who gets so comfortable in their slide out RV that they get behind the wheel and drive with the slide out out?
I've seen it multiple times.
Okay,
going down the road, just going by myself. Yes,
you probably have fail safes. So that doesn't happen, right?
So if you ever come to a problem where your slide out isn't working, we obviously have a mechanism that comes with all of our RVs where you can properly pull that in with a 12-volt drill.
It's amazing, the innovations. If you have folks haven't looked at an RV in the past 10 years or so, now some RV manufacturers are going to EV. And maybe in about 10 or 20 years, we're going to see all electric RVs. That's the first I've ever heard of this.
You know? Yeah, I actually just saw the first all electric RV come out.
Oh, there's already one out.
This last week. It was a big big news article that came out this last week. Yeah, all electric RV. I can't remember where they were built out of.
And so we're going to have RV parks with the chargers and everything to cater to that.
Well, I think it was just about 2 years ago, the government announced that they were putting a couple billion into national parks to restore, put electric in there, all that kind of stuff. So before, they were pretty much the RVs in the old style were just, you know, less than 30 feet long. So RVs have expanded. And so,
how many units do you have here?
With my brand, I have about 10 or 12. Okay. Yeah.
10 Western Rivers.
Forest River.
I'm so sorry. Forest Rivers. everybody's smiling at that. Okay. So these models are open door, and you can answer any question about them.
Yeah. Come check us out.
And show them off. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right, my man. It was great meeting you, Austin.
All right.
Take care.
Appreciate
it, my friend. Once again, folks, tied in with Western Skies RV, which is no hidden fees, no prep fees, no delivery fees. Local service, free battery, free propane, and discount on parts. And now I finally warmed up here. Now it's just perfect. Perfect sunny day. And I'm in the shade, yes.
Yeah. Renee texted in, says, "You're doing great as usual, John, and it is cold today."
See, I was right about something.
Yeah, for a change.
All right, we're going to take an early break here. Because I need some coffee. And so we'll be back in a few minutes. I'm having fun here. I'm here till noon. But the sale goes all weekend long. But the last day is tomorrow. They're selling units right now. So I think you have a better selection right now. Grand Sierra Resort, north end of the parking lot. And take your pick and do the tour. It's a lot of fun to see what's new in the RV world. Back in a few minutes on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Hello, friends. John Potter, broadcasting live, Grand Sierra Resort. Out of breath. I went to get some coffee, and this event is so huge that... I ran the past 3 minutes. There's that much space here, and there's that many RV units here. Two things I didn't bring up. They have some designed for hunters here. That's the thing about RVs lately. They really specialize them for certain things. We talked about one that can is designed to take wheelchairs. It has a wheelchair lift. And some are designed, yes, for hunters. And some are designed for the snowbirds that at times like these want to have a great living space on their travels during the winter or to get away from the cold. How are you, sir?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Andre Fisher. I represent Flagstaff from Forest River.
Flagstaff.
Flagstaff's a great snowbird.
Oh, is it?
Unit.
How is it a good snowbird unit?
We're one of the best insulated units in the market, so you can go hot or cold with block foam insulation and different things that we do, heated holding tanks. You can go anywhere you want, whether it's 110 or 10. Doesn't really matter. So we represent a brand that really lets the customer and the camper go wherever they want, whenever they want, anytime they want.
RVs didn't used to be like that. I mean, this talk about heated water tanks and thick insulation is something else. What more could you want, really?
Really, it nothing. You nothing you want at all.
There'll be something coming along.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So what I represent is a travel trailer or fifth wheel between 8 foot to 36 foot and everything in between. 75 different models. What we have here today is everything has solar on it. Everything's got a big inverter. We have 12-volt refrigerators that don't run infinitely, but they run as long as you want them to, as long as you manage your battery box and everything. So, what a great thing about Flagstaff is you can go out camping one weekend and then 3 weekends later, leave all your ketchup and mayonnaise in the fridge and different things like that because your solar is now taking care of your refrigerator the whole time. So that whole unloading and loading your camper every weekend, every 3 weekends to go, has stopped now. You just leave everything in it. And it's really easy. So, our goal at where I work is to make sure the customer comes in, they're happy. They can just go camping and then come back. And in that time of loading or getting ready to go is minimalized by just, taking care of things itself or and really being self Yeah. included, so to speak.
Yeah. You live the lifestyle yourself, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I have a camper.
All right. Yep. Clue me in on some great places to take an RV. Where have you been with yours?
I love Joshua Tree. It's a great national
park.
For RVs, yeah. You can camp right beside the rocks. It's beautiful. In January, it can be 60 degrees with the beautiful sun out, and it's just hitting you perfectly, and you have a great place to hike and maybe climb. I'm a rock climber, so doing all that thing, and that's great. If you go north, the difference between here living out west and in Reno is that you can just go up and camp somewhere anywhere you want. That doesn't happen in the Midwest and the East Coast. You have to go to a campground. Like, there's no public lands. You can't just freely camp anywhere you want. Out in the West, it's totally different, and it's just so great to be out here. I live in Park City, Utah.
Oh, yeah.
I used to
live there myself.
Yes, it's a wonderful place. And we came out here for the show and to represent this great dealership with Western Skies and the family-owned dealership here. Bill and Austin owners are just great people.
I noticed.
They're more than just customers. We're friends. Bill was just at Notre Dame mm-hmm. for a football game, which was awesome. And yeah. I used to live in South Bend, Indiana. He went with Austin, one of our other reps here. But just good people, good dealership. So
one thing I've heard about lately is luxury RV parks. There's one in San Diego, which I don't think it's that expensive, but it looks like it's made for millionaires with what they have out there. I mean, the Primo barbecue grills with the marble tops and counters and everything like that, and like a huge high-class park that you can stay at. It's not like the old days where you just have the hookup and that's it.
Absolutely. These parks have really gone to the next level.
Where do you go to? The Good Sam's or...?
All sorts of good places.
You have a favorite?
Gosh, I don't have a favorite. Usually I'm the guy that goes out and goes in the middle of nowhere in parks where nobody else is. I don't want to see anybody else. So I haven't really experienced a lot of those parks, but I've heard about them. There's a Margaritaville park that's exactly what you're talking about, like beautiful hot tubs and pools and great kids have activities every day, and you can go and you know, just sit in a hot tub, and and laundry facilities are beautiful and different things like that, and they are out there for sure.
There's RVs some... are more independent. It used to be you were tied down to what the RV parks would offer you, but now these things are so self-sufficient. It seems, and they have everything in the unit that you can be a little more freer with your vehicle.
From a fireplace in your RV, you know, obviously it's electric. It's not a real fireplace, yeah. But, you know, we have fireplaces in a lot of our different RVs that maybe not just light up, but also push out heat and are beautiful at night and different things that, you know, a nice smart TV that's 55 inches to... You know, if you want to watch a race or a game or a football game or whatever you want to do.
Boy, that's roughing it.
Yeah, it's not roughing it at all.
Do you have solar panels?
Absolutely. On every single thing that Flagstaff has represented, we have solar panels and an inverter, so you're good to go.
So Flagstaff is kind of like a sub-brand of Western Rivers. Is that?
Forest River, yes.
Forest River, I'm sorry.
Correct.
That's
yeah,
the
yeah,
second
yes.
time
yep.
I said that.
Yep.
Forest River. So Flagstaff is what the... mid-range or high range or
it's high range.
Okay,
yeah,
high
yeah.
Range.
So the great thing about Flagstaff and what I always tell my people and our marketing managers have done a great job, it's called Millersburg Made. So we're made in a little town of Millersburg, Indiana. We don't have any stoplights. 60 to 75% of my workers are Amish. We have five different plants. And the people, when we just had our company picnic, we had over 1,200 people come to our company picnic, you know, it's 700 of them being our workers and then their families. Mm-hmm. It is a community area. I grew up 5 miles from there on a little farm in northern Indiana, and I love working there. My people are the best people. They argue over who's going to get something done. We are a yes company. It's just wonderful, and I love every single person I work with. And so, you know, when we're out here selling RVs and talking about different things,
mm-hmm.
The wheels and the tires and the hitches might all be the same, but the hands that put them together aren't the same, and my hands are the best in the country. I'll do the Pepsi Challenge with any factory in America with my good people. I just love them, and that's what our marketing team has done a great job with Millersburg Made and just done interviews. The people that worked there 40 years.
You really believe in your brand?
I do. I believe in my people and my brand.
Is it the best?
It is the best.
Okay.
Like I said, I'll do the Pepsi Challenge with any factory in America, not just RVs, anywhere. And we only do tours for our customers
mm-hmm.
when the workers are there. We won't do them without them because, really, it's useless. Like, you know, we can show you the facilities. They're old. 1976, I think, is when they started.
Yeah.
And I was going to elementary school right across the street from our plant. Just a fat kid looking for a snack, you know, looking at that point. And I was lucky enough and blessed enough to be able to work for this great, great, great company. I just love it.
Which units can you show people here?
Okay, so we have four single axle units, all with solar, that can be pulled by anything under, you know, I think the max weight is 4,000 pounds, up to a really, really nice a travel trailer that's 32 feet with an island kitchen and a fireplace and all the beautiful stuff. The great thing about Western Skies is that they sell out of my product a lot. So getting them replenished all the time is sometimes, getting them stuff is tough, but just because everybody buys it. And Flagstaff is so well represented. I think I'm the number 8 or 6th best-selling unit in all of Nevada. And basically because of Reno and because of Western Skies. They're just such a quality family, dealership.
All right. So, folks, come to Grand Sierra Resort and ask to see where the Flagstaff units are from Forest Rivers here at Western Skies. This man has passion for his product. It must be good. I'd like to see it myself. I'm glad you took the time to come over and tell us all about it, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. And I would like to say that, the owners of Western Skies are local and they are wonderful people. So if you did want to, you know, invest back in your community and buy a locally bought product, they're wonderful.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful.
I mean,
so.
Jeez, free battery, free propane, discount on parts, local service, no delivery fees, no prep fees. You don't have to do anything, really. No hidden fees. That's my favorite part. All right. Well, take care, my friend.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Have a good trip back to Park City, but you'll be here today and tomorrow, right? Okay, awesome. I'm John Potter, broadcasting live at Grand Sierra Resort, learning a lot about RVs and how they have changed and how they have updated and upgraded, and the amazing technology, solar panels, whatever, all built in. And you can live the good life and explore our wonderful U.S. of A. We're going to break for Fox News. Be back in a few minutes. I'm finally going to get that coffee. 884-9910 is the number to call or text. And Craig will read your texts as they come in. So we have one more half hour to go. Fox News is next on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Western Skies RV, big event going on at Grand Sierra Resort. I'm John Potter, broadcasting live at the entrance to the big event, which is on the north end of the parking lot in front of the Adventureland, which is closing after all these decades. Their last day is Tuesday. And another reason to come out here is that all the rides are 20% off as Adventureland goes through its final days. Lenny is here from StarCraft. Hey, Lenny.
How are you doing?
Good, good. I've heard of StarCraft. And StarCraft in the RV business has been around since... Is this serious, 1903?
1903 was a very camper pulled by a horse and developed 1903.
What were RVs like in 1903?
Not today.
You're serious, 1903.
And then 1964, StarCraft became the first tent trailer developed. So they started with tent camping.
Oh, my gosh.
Big. So big today.
So what do you have now?
Now with StarCraft, we are, like I said, we're a $300 million company, and we were purchased by Jayco. Jayco being one of the largest.
Oh, you're part of the Jayco umbrella.
Jayco umbrella, right.
Okay, yeah, awesome.
So we are represented there with a couple of other brands as well. So,
what's the StarCraft niche? Who do you market to?
Yeah, what we market is kind of keep it simple. That's kind of sort of our theme. Is that we handle small single axle trailers, off-road trailers for the dry camper guy, all the way up to big fifth wheels for that full time. So everything in between, something for everybody.
And how have they changed over just the past 20 years? Your StarCraft models.
Quite a bit, yeah.
What innovations do you have?
So in the beginning, we would call them stick trailers, mainly just wood, larger trailers. They weighed a lot, built out of wood. Some fiberboard, things like that. And then we moved on to laminate and aluminum. So back in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, the aluminum trailer came. And
It's lighter, right?
Because it's lighter. So like our super lights, mainly a super light would be larger trailers at lighter weight. So a trailer today could be 30 feet long, and it would weigh less than a 24-foot trailer 15 years ago.
And it pays off in mileage, of course.
It pays off in mileage, and you know, it's better for livability and for you know, now we have solar and we have inverters, and you know, everybody's dry camping off the grid, so we offer all that and all our product.
It's like this industry thought of everything. I don't know. It's very every little thing I can think of. It's already there.
Right.
A lot of these have the solar panels already installed and such. What deals can you make here today?
This is great. Western Skies is a big dealer. I've been with StarCraft for 5 years. I've been in wholesale industry for 24 years. So I've worked for a few different manufacturers. StarCraft is probably the best manufacturer I ever worked for.
Why do you say that? Why is StarCraft the best?
You know, we build some of our stuff in Indiana. Mm-hmm. And it's built by the Amish. So the workers
built by the Amish.
Built by the Amish. So they're great woodworkers. They take care. They're proud of their product. We offer high insulation factors for cold weather. We offer lifetime warranties on our roof. And actually right now, all our product is priced like 2019. So as you know, through the COVID years, last couple of years, everything went up.
Yeah.
Food went up. everything went up. We've actually brought our prices down 15 to 32%. So we have stuff right now that is basically 2019 pre-COVID prices.
You got me there with lifetime warranty.
Lifetime warranty on a roof.
On the roof, which is kind of a trouble spot with leaks and things like that. Lifetime warranty.
With a 4,500-pound snow load. So we have a patent on that.
And for service, you can take it to Western Skies RV.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which has
family
great service.
Dealership.
What's that?
Family-owned dealership.
Family-owned dealership. Yeah, and they do all the local service right there.
You had a snow load roof on your roof.
4,500-pound snow load.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
4,500-pound snow load. Mm-hmm.
So about double what the average trailer is out there today.
Oh, my gosh. Really? So, oh, my gosh. Okay, so what units do you have here, Lenny?
I have the Autumn Ridge, which is our value coach, starting in the low, low 20s.
Really?
And then we go into our Super Light, which is our next upgrade. Mm-hmm. Somebody more of a couples type coach. The Autumn Ridge is going to be a lot of bunks, a lot of family oriented. And then our Super Lights are going to be laminate, you know, vacuum bonded walls, higher insulation factors, ready to go, cold weather, all seasons. And then you go into our GSL product, which would be more full timers. And our fifth wheels would be more for full timers, you know, 2.5-inch walls, things like that. People mm-hmm. want to get out and maybe spend a couple of months at a time. So it's something for everybody.
Yeah, we've been talking about great places to take an RV. What are your favorites?
I live in Southern California, and we're an RVer. We kind of do what we are, and we have a motorhome, and we've used that motorhome. We go to San Diego, so we go to the beach.
That's where one of those really fancy RV parks is.
Right, yeah, it's beautiful, right on the water.
It's on the water.
On the water,
oh
yeah.
My gosh.
So we go to a lot of places down by the beach.
Gosh, what am I doing here? That's incredible. It really is. Okay, Southern California. Where else have you been or taken yourself?
We've gone all around. We've gone to Arizona. You know, we've gone to the Grand Canyon. We've gone to Yellowstone, you know, things like that. We've gone a little bit of everything. Wyoming's nice. Montana, Glacier Park. So all those places are RV heaven.
Man, you know how to live, I got to say. All right. How many different units do you have? What's a number? Here at the sale.
We probably have, just in StarCraft, probably 25 to 30.
Wow. Okay.
Different floor plans.
I would think out of 25 or 30, you could probably pick a favorite one, you know?
Yeah. I'm partial to the super lights, the StarCraft super lights.
Okay. Are those motorized?
No, those are still a trailer.
Okay. Trailer. Yeah. Oh, easily pulled by.
We just do all towables.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All towables. All right. Well, nowadays, I mean, some of them are so light, a Prius can pull them, right?
Absolutely. We have our little Super Light Max, which a normal trailer is going to be 8 foot wide. These are 7.5 foot wide, so they're a little bit narrower. You don't need the big mirrors. Easier to tow on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all set up for off-road and dry camping, and they start at about 3,800 pounds. So a Subaru can tow them easily.
You know,
hits that 5,000-pound tow rating, so a lot of SUVs can tow those trailers.
The specializing is really interesting when it comes to models. Some are designed just for hunters, some for mm-hmm. snowbirds, some for people who want to live year-round.
Full-time, yes.
Full-time. So you've seen that. There's been an increase in that, hasn't there?
A lot of people are going full-time now.
Yeah.
Getting a home base. And
tempting, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. Someday.
So ever since 1903, do you have the 1903 model?
No, we
don't. Those are all sold out, huh?
We have it in our brochure.
Do you really? Oh, I got to see that. Anything else you want to tell folks?
No, that's great. Come on down to Western Skies. They're, again, a family-owned dealership. The owners are here, family-owned. They're all here to greet you. And mm-hmm.
It's really weird seeing all the manufacturers here. They're all from Indiana. Where do you live?
I live in Southern California.
Southern California.
So I flew down. And,
you flew down. It's that big of an event.
Yeah, we helped the dealers out. We covered dealers. Been in business for many years, and I've known the owner for 30 years, and a good friend as well. And those are kind of the relationships we have with all our.
Yeah,
dealers.
Sure. Well, you're a good guy to talk with, Lenny. Appreciate you coming over.
Perfect. Thank you. Come on.
All right. I'm John Potter. We're here at Grand Sierra Resort at the parking lot. Oh, more folks streaming in. Oh, look at this. This is great. How y'all doing? Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello. Move along, please. I'm John Potter. Grand Sierra Resort at the entrance here by the Adventureland Park, but you can't miss it with the hundreds of RVs we have set up here with Western Skies RVs and with all the manufacturers that are here to talk to you and show you every little detail about what you can own at an incredible price because it's bottom dollar, and it's quite the event. We have one more segment to go, so we're going to take a break and be back in just a few minutes on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Fox News time is 11:45.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station, 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Hey, 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 John Potter broadcasting live, final segment here at the big RV event, and it's at Grand Sierra Resort. Come by, see me. Been nice talking to everybody coming in here, and just a super friendly event. It's all free for you to tour and see what is new in the RV world and all the amazing innovations in just the past couple of years. All these guests that we've been talking to about their great vacation stories, I want to balance things out. I was trying to think up a couple of my vacation disaster stories. And so I got a couple. I thought it'd be fun to kind of share this with you. Many years ago, I was driving across Michigan, and I was rushing to get to the Detroit airport because I had a flight. I was going to go to, you know, enjoy some wonderful exotic place up south. So I'm driving in Michigan highway to head to the Detroit airport, and I come up to an exit on the highway that reads Ann Arbor on the first line and airport on the second line, and 20 miles. And I thought over that 20 miles, could this mean the exit to Ann Arbor and the Detroit airport? Or does it mean it's the exit to the Ann Arbor airport? And I think anybody would be confused about this. And in the time I had to think, I settled on it must mean the Ann Arbor airport. And about 30 minutes later, I realized it must have been the exit to the big Detroit airport. And yes, I missed my flight. And the ticket counter person looked at me like I was the stupidest person ever to drive a car. And my funny, it's funny now, it wasn't at the time. Back in the day when it was a lot easier to get on an airplane, in the 1970s, I wasn't paying attention at the airport, and I got on the wrong plane once. This was a thing that was possible back in the day. I doubt it's possible now, man. They make sure that you belong on this plane now, right? But I got on the wrong plane, and I didn't know it until the stewardess said, welcome to our flight to New York. When it was really, Los Angeles, I wanted to get to LA, but I was on a plane that was going to New York. Didn't know to the stewardess mention this. And I figured that there was no way that I was going to jump up and say that I was on the wrong plane and I would look like a total fool in front of everybody. So I got the stewardess's attention. I got her aside and I said, I have to get off. I am on the wrong plane. But she got on the PA and she said, well, we have to return to the gate because someone here didn't know what plane they were getting on. And the passengers, they all started grumbling and cursing and they're looking around. And I could see there was no way out without looking like a complete idiot. So when it got back to the gate, I stood up and I said, I don't know about the rest of you, but any airline that is so stupid to let the wrong passenger on won't have my business. And I walked out. And three people followed me. No, the three people part I made up. But anyway, I didn't get away with it. Okay, so we have our final guest here, and it's about time we talk about financing.
Guess what?
What?
We are not going to do that.
We're not going to do that. Darn it. I was all hyped up for the finance guy. Okay, another manufacturer. We got man. It's like all of Elkhart, Indiana moved here. How are you, sir? Nice to meet you.
He's a Western Skies RV sales.
Oh, Western Skies. Okay.
Okay.
Well, finally, talk to the dealer. Got it. Got it. Thank you, Kevin. Hello, Western Skies RV. What's your name?
Mark.
Hey, Mark. Nice to meet you. Okay, let's run through the list. No hidden fees, right?
No hidden fees.
Why is that a thing? Do some dealers have hidden fees?
Yes. Fees are actually a standard when purchasing an RV. You're typically talking about prep, orientation, pre-delivery inspection. We do all those things. We just do them as part of the cost that's already seen in your sale price. So basically, your sale price is your real price plus tax.
So really, seriously, there's not little subtotal or something like that?
I mean, again, you're going to have tax. Nevada has a
$28.25.
Mm-hmm. The only true fee we actually have is our documentation fee is $255, which is quite low in our industry, but we've got to pay those office workers to do their job.
Well, this is the opposite of what the world is turning into now. The fees, I mean, just going out to eat now, you'll get fees, living wage fee, and a couple of places will stick you with the credit card fee if you use a credit card and things like that. When you go to a hotel, it's not just resort fees anymore. There's a lot more to it. You've taken those fees away. Pretty amazing. No prep fees, even though there is a cost in doing that prep. You don't have any prep fees.
Yeah, prep costs the dealership anywhere for, depending on what you buy, between about $1,000 to $2,500. Obviously, different trailers, different motorhomes, there's different types of prep, but we just waive that fee.
When you say prep, what do you do?
So they go through, they're going to put water through the system, make sure we don't have any water leaks. They're going to run all your major appliances. They're going to fire up your fridge. Takes a while to things, you know, like a fridge can take 2 hours to test.
So it's like you do a full inspection.
Correct. It's really what it is it is an inspection. And then basically clean up where we, you know, they're new items. So you want to take them home looking clean. So
absolutely,
that's what you're paying for, or in our case, not paying for, because we're waiving those fees.
So you kind of treat it like it's your own. That's really great. No delivery fees.
Correct. Sometimes during standard pickup of your trailer, they'll have something called a delivery fee. Basically, they're hiding the cost of us getting the trailer to us and having you pay for it later on. We don't do that. It's worked into the price, or we're just not charging for it altogether.
Free battery.
Trailers don't ship to us with a battery. So out
do
of our
RVs?
Pocket, motorhomes do. Okay.
But trailers do not.
Trailers do not. So out of our pocket, we go ahead and put a battery in there. That way you can take it off in good working order.
Free propane?
We fill up the propane for all new buying customers. Again, we want the trailer to be able to go out in good working order, or the motorhome in good working order, because your systems don't work without that propane.
So you can go right on your trip right after you get this thing, huh?
Correct.
You have local service, of course. Actually, you're probably better known for service, actually, than the actual vehicles that you sell.
We have a wonderful service department.
Yeah.
And they do help out a lot of people, especially with us having a rental department as well. Mm-hmm. They stay quite busy over there, and they're always helping people out.
You offer a discount on parts.
We do offer a discount on parts.
Why?
why?
That's just incredible.
Why? Because, we want people to be loyal to us. So if we give them a discount on their parts,
that's the secret.
Then they'll come back
right.
to us and buy again.
That's what I don't understand, what a lot of businesses don't realize. You want them to come back so that they get their next RV or something from you. So you do these things for the return business. Too many businesses are looking for the short, get it now type thing. But to offer all of these things so that the buyer doesn't really have to do anything with their new purchase is really a credit to Western Skies RV.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say to the good folks out there?
I kind of got sent up here because I handle most of our specialty trailers. So I don't think you got to speak to any representatives of specialty trailers. So I just want everybody to know, you know, we carry a lot in the overlanding segment, which is one of the things I handle a lot of. So we carry Opus Overland trailers. We carry Vorsheer. We carry Black Series. We get all the overland teardrops. So it's not just for people that want to go to the RV parks, people like myself that you want to get out and get away from everybody. Mm-hmm. We've got items that can help them as well.
You guys have a language all your own, this overlander and this stuff. Do you have a vehicle yourself, RV?
The last time I owned an RV, I owned a tent trailer. Again, I like getting out away from people. At the moment, I rely on our
rental
department.
That's why it took you so long to get here. They dragged you over here. So what do you like?
Probably my favorite item that we sell is I really like the Opus OP15, which is a hard side overland trailer.
Okay, awesome.
And I really like some of the overland teardrops as well, like some of our tabs with the boondock package on.
All right, awesome talking to you. These teardrops are just the hottest thing. Of all things.
They open up the tow vehicles, you know.
All right. My friend, it was good talking with you. I'm John Potter. We're going to wrap up the broadcast, but the sale goes on for the rest of the day today and also ends tomorrow. Folks are streaming in. Stop on by to the huge RV event going on now at Grand Sierra Resort. Folks, I had a good time here, and I will talk to you from the studio next Saturday, 9 to noon, for my show, Live and Local.